Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Picture a thick, furry, yield-slashing downy brome infestation on the left side of a wheat field. Now, picture clean, healthy rows of wheat on the right. What you're seeing is coaxium wheat production system driven by aggressor herbicide winning the war on weeds. Go to coaxium.com to find coaxium varieties near you. coaxium.com. Coaxium. Cleaner fields. Higher yields.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Latest harvest report from Plains Grains Out showing that Kansas has joined the states being completely done with the 2019 hard red winter wheat harvest. Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas now 100% complete. Colorado, 3/4 done, 75% done, and Nebraska up to 47% complete, according to the latest report issued on Thursday evening. USDA releasing details of the second market facilitation program yesterday. The payments are intended to help farmers in the wake of the trade dispute with China. The big change from the first market facilitation program to this one is the development of county-by-county payment rates. Dr. Rob Johansson, chief economist at USDA, offers a glimpse in how it was put together.
One difference with this year's program is the sense that we looked at trade over the past 10 years and determined what was the maximum amount of trade that retaliating countries could have imported from us. So that starts the difference in the two programs in the sense that we didn't use 2017 export numbers. We used different year, depending on which year was reflected the largest amount of trade that the U.S. producers had been able to export to those retaliating countries.
Some of the other factors that went into deciding payment rates include retaliatory tariffs, as well as planting damages from a wet and cold spring. Minimum payment rate announced was $15 per acre in some counties, many counties, and the maximum across the country, $150 per acre. Texas, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia had a total of 10 counties at that maximum $150 per acre. USDA Undersecretary Bill Northey says that farmers can sign up starting Monday. Payments will be starting to flow in the month of August.
Sign up will begin on Monday, next Monday, July 29th. Will end on December 6th. Payments we expect to start mid to late August and will be made to, as we said, 3 groups of folks. We have the non-specialty crops, that county payment rate. Rob talked about specialty crops, and then to our dairy and hog producers.
From the counter, heading next week to Denver for the summer business meeting of the cattle industry, Cattlemen's Beef Board, as well as the National Cattlemen's Beef Association gathering for those sessions. NCBA President Jennifer Houston tells us about the work that'll be done.
On our checkoff committees, they're going to be looking over proposals from all the contractors to set priorities in New Orleans. Now they're going to tweak the proposals so that the contractors have a chance to do some final changes before the operating committee considers them in the fall. The operating committee depends very much on the advice of these checkoff joint committees with the Federation and CBB.
And NCBA policy committees will be meeting in Denver as well. You've got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, the week of July 29th is Video Royale number 27 for Superior Livestock. They'll be selling on Monday from Fort Worth, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. That's July 29th. Then Wednesday through Friday, July 31st to the 2nd of August, will be broadcast live from Winnemucca, Nevada. 177,000 head of cattle will be offered on SuperiorClickToBid.com and on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.